Silver Cross mother Carol Collier lost her eldest child in Afghanistan. The Bradford woman was at CFB Borden's Legacy Park on Monday morning to pay tribute to his memory and to lay a wreath in his honor. "I thank him all the time for the life that he gave, for us, the way he has left a legacy for some people who never even met him," she said when asked if she was granted one final conversation with her son, what she would say to him. "His sacrifice still improves the lives of others." Collier was joined by her husband, Jim, as well as two of her three surviving children and a grandson, at the ceremony, which was attended by a large crowd made up of an eclectic mix of military personnel, dignitaries, local residents and school children. Sapper Brian Collier was killed by a roadside bomb on July 20, 2010. He was 24 and had been on foot patrol about 15 kilometers outside Kandahar, the operating base for Canada and other allied countries during the conflict. Online records show Sapper Collier had returned to his unit after recovering from wounds earlier that year. According to his mother, her only son died doing what he wanted to do. "We were surprised when he said he wanted to join the military. He did his training here at Borden, but it was his lifelong dream for him," she explained. Carol Collier also made clear that she believes her son's death serves a higher purpose. "As sad and heartbreaking as Brian being gone is, a lot of good things that have come from his sacrifice in Afghanistan," she said. Glancing around and surrounded on a chilly November day by several people who sought her out to extend their best wishes, Carol Collier made a point of how much she appreciates the support. "There are surprising elements of gratitude and thanks throughout our days, where we are reminded that people are appreciative of what Brian did," she said, making specific mention of Barry businessman Jamie Massey, who has been an ardent supporter of the military and was in attendance at CFB Borden today. Monday's ceremony made mention of the various conflicts and engagements that Canada has been involved in over the past century plus. Specific mention was made of Canada's mission in Afghanistan being completed 10 years ago, along with the 80th anniversary of D-Day that just passed and the upcoming 80 years to mark Holland's liberation by this country's armed forces as the Second World War drew to a close in Europe. Not mentioned were conflicts raging in Russia, Ukraine and the Middle East, but they were on the mind of Carol Collier. "I think, remembering, is more important than ever now, as far as appreciating our country," she said. "Brian didn't die for people to burn a flag. He was very proud to be a Canadian soldier and to be a Canadian." Brian Collier's legacy lives on through a pair of scholarships in his name, one each at Bradford District High School and Holy Trinity High School, where he both attended. Sapper Collier lies at rest at Holy Martyrs Cemetery in Bradford.